bring in Evan Gardner. It's a nice weekend for you. I didn't know that you would play back-to-back games, but you did. How did you feel coming into this one tonight after a pretty tough night last night against a good Edmonton team?
Yeah, you know, feeling great right now, feeling really good about my game, and obviously felt like I played really well in front of you guys this weekend, so super happy with how it went.
Do you think you could play 3-3?
If you had to? I'm up for anything.
You're
Wes.
Up for anything, okay.
I'm up for anything.
All right. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, there's 78 faceoffs tonight, which is just ridiculous. I mean, minus the three to start the period, that's 75 whistles for you in the net, and what's your routine between whistles? Because I don't think you're much of a skater. It doesn't seem like you're doing the figure eights. Just what's the routine in net there?
Well, if you guys pay attention to me, I go through a lot of water during the game. I feel like it's just kind of my mental reset, and so that's kind of my go-to is just, you know, grabbing a few squirts of water and just kind of feel like it resets me.
And for yourself, I mean, it seemed like Tri-City was in the crease all night, a lot of blue jerseys on top of you. Just was that maybe part of the pre-scout going in, just understanding that there's going to be a lot of stuff kind of at your feet and you're going to have to get low, kind of like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, kind of feel like every team's kind of been starting to do that. You know, they just want to play hard-nosed around me and, you know, try and bang in the greasy ones. So I feel like that's something that's kind of been happening a lot more as of late.
You're type 1 diabetic, which means that you always have to be careful with your blood sugars and maintaining a perfect balance for yourself so that you don't crash or go too far over, that sort of thing. I understand. I empathize with you because I go through the same situation. I'm not type 1. I'm fat man's diabetes, type 2. But, well, because I like Big Macs. Sue me. but the fact is, though, when you're in the intermissions, what are you doing in order to make sure that things are okay with you health-wise?
Yeah, so I have an app on my phone. I kind of keep it in my locker. I just kind of go on there. I have an app set up for it. I'm on a Dexcom, so it gives me all my readings to my phone. So that's what I'm doing in the intermissions.
Okay, so make sure that you're okay. Moving forward, I mean, do you look forward to certain guys coming in? Like, for instance, let's say you play on Tuesday against Medicine Hat, and some guy named McKenna is going to be in. Do you have a little book on some of these guys already or no?
I mean, that one would just be fun. I'm pretty good buddies with him. You know, I played with him in Bantam and Midget for a bit, so I got a first-row seat to him kind of coming up through the ranks. So, yeah, for sure, it'd be fun to kind of play against him finally and see what he's all about.
How much confidence are you having right now?
How much confidence?
For you.
Through the roof.
Absolutely. And it shows. Absolutely. Last one, biggest save you made tonight. There was one in the first period. There was a pass out of the corner. Arpin was the defenseman coming in, ripped it about 30 feet away. You had to go to your right. Or Jake Sloan in the third period cutting across the front of the goal mouth, and I think you got your blocker on it and deflected it up and out of play. Or is there something else?
No, I would probably say that one in the third to keep it a 1-1 game. You know, not much time left. That could have completely flipped the script, so I think that one.
Good stuff. Congratulations, man. Well done.
Thank
first
you,
star.
Les.
Appreciate it. All the best. Evan Gardner of the Saskatoon Blades.